about in the natural, if you've seen, watch some of those wildlife programs, Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures, Sunday morning, put on the blogs. It's a really cute show. But Antrimsity is shown to places in Africa where there's, you know, large populations of wild animals. One of the most fascinating things to me is, of course, all of the animals have to have water to live. You and I have to have water to live. You can't sustain your physical health without some kind of liquid for an extended period of time. Apparently, you can go longer without food than you can go without water, as far as maintaining your physical health. So the animals have to have this regular sustenance of water. They all know where it's at. Wherever the water holes are, the animals know where they're at. And they make their treks there to these water holes. Well, when it comes to the need for water, apparently a lot of, let's call them disputes, animal disputes, stop at the water's edge, so to speak. They're not chasing one another for food when they're there after water. Now, that's not 100% accurate, but by and large, there are a variety of animals that can all come to different parts of the lake or pond or whatever it is that they're after and all be able to drink water at the same time because they all need it. But God wants us to know, too, just how important His water is for our life, like the promise is in the book of Revelation. At the very end of the book, this is the wind-up. This is part of the illustrations of the promises of God, that out from underneath this throne of God is going to come this river of life, clear as a crystal. And the idea is, whoever's thirsty, come on and drink. Because this water is going to give you life. Just as Jesus told the woman at the well that she asked him, he was there asking her for water. And she says, why are you talking to me? You guys never talk to us. You're Jewish. I'm Samaritan. Why are you even talking to me? And Jesus' response was that if she knew who she was talking to, he was the Son of God, that she would ask water of him. And he would be able to give her water to drink. Water that would be in her, a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen.
She said, sure. Bring it on. Give it to me. So I can avoid having to keep coming to this well to pull out water. It'd be great. Well, she didn't understand what Jesus was saying, of course, because he was not talking about the literal water that you and I need to keep this physical body alive. He was talking about God's water of life, the real Spirit of God, which has the soul. The heart's panting after the water book. Which has the soul is panting after and thirsting after. More of God's love, more of God's faith, more of God's peace and kindness and all the rest that God has to offer. In an interesting kind of way, on a certain level, we know where the water hole is. We know that God is the source of the water. We know, and He is the one that we pray to give us help. We don't necessarily know our way to the water hole yet. But we know where the water is. We know who's got it. And at whatever level we can pray, we ask God for His help. We ask Him for strength. We ask Him for patience. We ask Him for all kinds of things to help us get through our life. And God can provide. Well, God's promise is that there's going to be this time when this river of water of life will proceed from the throne of God into the Lamb. And this stuff is clear as a crystal. And anybody that wants to drink of that water is going to be able to get it.
Amen.
They're going to be able to partake of that water that Jesus promised to the woman there at that well. You and I can partake of the same thing. In another place, in that same context, he's saying, thus spake he of the Spirit, because at that time the Holy Ghost had not been given to the people. But he knew that he was speaking of God's Spirit when he was talking about water, this water of life.